make that bet. We're going to keep that. I hope
I'm Liza.
And I'm Liv. And you're listening to 10,000 Gals, the podcast. Not our normal opening.
That is.
Your voice doesn't sound good. hurt. It's just all the vapes I've been doing.
Yeah, totally. That hurt really badly. But and you know cocaine. What? Anything for the art.
Anything. New TV shows.
Golly. Okay. Hello. Good morning, everyone. I hope that your voice feels better than mine does right now. But I really hope you all just enjoyed that free concert. Liv is naked right now. Liv is just ass out naked.
No,
just kidding. But anyway, it's been a while. I'm very sorry. Literally, it's always been a while. When has it not been a while? That is one of our trademarks.
The last podcast we did, I don't even know because there's no date for it.
It was on June 11th because the June 19th one got deleted. We were going to film one on the 19th and it got deleted. So sorry about that if you were expecting it. Yeah. And then you missed it.
We had
it.
A lot of things.
Yes, a lot of tumultuous little... Well, happenings is mostly just the fourth that we were both
doing things
I didn't
do anything
I was away out, whatever suck my toe Liv. I'm dying. Oh my god, this is off to a good start. Excuse me. So,
yeah, so
let's leap right into it. Oh my god, I just found a piece of glass stuck to my leg. Oh my god, Liv.
That's plastic.
No, it's glass. It's glass.
No, it's not.
It's glass. Listen to it tinkle. See? You hear the tinkle on the glass?
Let me look at it.
It's glass.
Let me look at it.
Liv is trying to kill me with a piece of
glass.
It's a shard of glass. It is a shard. It has tetanus on it, and now I'm going to die. Thank you so much. You're so mean to me. She's dancing. Sing, Liv. Sing. I dare you.
Stick in my head.
She's so annoying, you guys. I don't know why I do this.
Okay.
Let's just begin. Let's get this puppy rolling.
First topic is lifeguarding. If you haven't heard,
We've talked about it 19 times, I think. Not actual experiences, but just saying, we're going to work together.
Yeah, it's finally happened, and it's been 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Oh, wow. We're, done in a month. Because she was like, when do you guys start field hockey? And I was like, I don't know. But it's just, two guards on each day. I saw the schedule for August.
That's zany.
I don't know. We'll figure it. You know, it's going to be something that we'll figure it out.
Yes. We work together one day a week now. We work Tuesdays together.
You're not going to come in on Fridays?
No, because she took my name off the schedule, so I'm just not going to. Yeah, sorry. I also think you're stinky, so. Anyway, but we work together on Tuesdays, and we open together. And it's really great, because every day we just walk in at 7 a.m.
We are
so angry at each other, because we hate being alive, and we'll just play some really loud music and dance around, and then, have a bunch of people into the facility, and then drown them all, and then hide their bodies in Area 51, but we'll get to that later.
That's something for later.
but we wreak a lot of havoc, and we dance a lot, and we think that the guy who watches the security footage definitely...
Yeah, he's definitely seen us.
He's definitely seen us wreaking havoc and dancing about.
That's fine. Then seeing me... Did I tell you how I mopped the floors?
Did you?
No, did I tell you how I did it, though?
No.
Okay, I took the mop that she said was drying outside. I took that one instead of the one that was already in it, because I heard about the other story that last time I didn't want to deal with
what
that.
What was that?
When someone accidentally mopped with, the blood mop.
Yes.
So I didn't mop with the blood mop.
The blood mop.
I used the mop that she told me to use. Anyways, so I was mopping with hand soap. I take the bin out to the front, and I fill it up with the outdoor showers, and then I put hand soap in it.
Oh my god.
And so then I was, cleaning, and then, it was really slippery, so then I dumped out the soap and put in water, and then there was a lot of puddles, people were coming soon, so I took the big brush, and I took all the puddles, and I pushed it into the center drain.
Why? Why? Okay, so when was this? When were you mopping? What time?
July.
What time?
In the morning.
In the morning. And were there people, camps was
coming? No. The camp was coming later.
Okay, wow. So that's something. That is really something. Mm-hmm. You're so good at your job.
I honestly. Am really good at my job. And then my boss was like, hey, you and Liza work really well together. And I was like, haha, little do you know, literally, I've never actually
dumbass gang. Dumbass gang.
Yeah, she's like, I think you guys really work well together. And, like, the chemistry of the lifeguards, I think was it, like, Tuesday or whenever
we had Jack working there. Oh, yeah, she always says that. She's always like, the chemistry of you guys working together is just so great. I'm like, yes, we react well with each other. We're just really... making
two opposites.
Bonds, huh? Huh?
Chemistry. I'm so glad jokes? I never have to do chemistry
dude,
ever again.
Right? Oh my.
I'm doing environmental
God.
Science.
I'm dropping out of school.
Oh, I might drop out of Spanish. School.
Of school. You're dropping out of Spanish this year?
Yeah, I might.
That means you won't get into a good school.
I don't think that's what it is. I was in level two. No. Listen to me. I was in level two, and they only have level one and zero. So if you guys learn a lot of new tenses, I won't know. I don't know them. And plenty of people have, like, I know that I'm going for some kind of English degree. I highly doubt they're going to be like, do you know Spanish?
No, but, like, the fact that you know another language, they're going to want, you can't drop Spanish. You can't do that. Nope. I'm telling you no.
A lot of, Caitlin did. And
well, Caitlin, you're failing. Caitlin, she's CD or CP?
P, I think.
Oh. Yeah, she's probably fine, though, because she's, like, science-y, right?
No, she's doing the business.
Oh, yeah, business. Well, that's probably fine. She's probably okay. Unless she does... Okay, whatever.
English, like, no. Like, I know, like, either I'm doing fundraising or journalism.
Fundraising?
That's what my mom does.
Okay.
And she has a, like, English degree, and she's like, yeah, you can do a lot with it, so...
Wow. I think I also wanted to get an English degree, but, like...
Yeah.
My parents are anything.
Like... oh, like, let's go look at colleges. So they're like, let's go look at Skidmore. That's, like, their big one. They're like, you want to go look at Skidmore? Do you? And
do you
I'm
wanna,
like, I don't
do
know.
Do you want a banana? That's all we have.
Do you want
all
a banana?
All we have is a
I'm
banana.
Like, okay.
That's literally all
my
we have.
My parents are, like, literally tweaking about it.
Yikes, that's spooky. I think I'm just not going to go to college.
Yeah.
So there's that. I think I'm going to drop out, become a nomadic herder. And I'm going to have my sheep, and we are going to move into Finland.
And then when you hear about a kid being born, you're like, all right, that's
a kid?
Yes.
Oh, yes. No,
and
that will be me.
And then you're
going to
be like, oh, look,
that
there's big, ooh, look, big star,
ooh,
which means
big
boy.
Big star boy, big boy, big boy,
go
big,
follow
big
star
boy.
Star. Oh,
he's
look,
a big star boy.
Baby give
oh.
birth in manger.
And baby in the hay.
And baby's
baby
king.
Baby in the hay.
Because guess what?
The king.
He's baby.
He's baby!
Thank you.
He be
the
baby.
Story of Jesus Christ being born.
But also, I'm a nomadic herder with my sheep. And
okay,
my sheep
we
say,
really
good job, Jesus.
Guarding.
Nope, lifeguards don't exist.
Okay.
The only thing that exists is Jesus.
My dad was a lifeguard.
Fun fact, your dad's also Jesus.
He's bald.
Why do we... You're always like, he's bald by choice, you guys. Guys, my dad chooses to shave his head. He could grow hair if he wanted. Guys, stop talking about my dad. Guys, stop. Guys, stop it. Guys, literally stop.
No,
guys.
My dad lives in my house.
No, he doesn't. Liv doesn't have a dad. Liv's dad left. Liv's mom isn't her real mom. She told me.
If anyone's
no,
adopted,
it's
Will.
Will. Sorry, Will. Wait, what is... No, no, Jack listens to this. What's up, Jack? Yes.
What's up, you cool babies?
Oh my god, right?
I've, like, memorized that
I
intro.
I love...
But
also,
wait.
Also, this isn't for kids, which I say only so that the babies listening to this will know how cool they are for listening.
What's
up, you cool babies?
Okay, I'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yes.
Do we have anything else we want to talk about left, right?
Literally,
oh, well, someone just sharted.
Somebody took a shit in the pool.
We were one of our coworkers posted it on her Instagram story.
That somebody took a shit in the pool.
That's what Eliza's working tomorrow morning.
Yeah, so if that's not taken care of. I mean,
I'm gonna swing by tomorrow after dropping off Will. What's up?
Be like, what's up, kids? How's the puke?
If I come in early enough, I don't think Janet would be there, so I'll just be like, what's up?
Can you not do that? I'm gonna put this bead in your ear. And then they're gonna have to extract it with a knife.
I think I'm gonna change my thrift store into selling stickers and
you
bracelets.
Really just pivoted. That was a sharp pivot.
Today's
sharp.
A little bit of a crackheady episode.
Yeah, we're a little, you know, we are a little bit crackhead.
Yes.
Yes, I'm crackhead.
It's familiar, but not too familiar.
It's familiar. But not too familiar. it's a new craze.
You know how it says, hi, we're two 16-year-old girls? Yeah. We're going to have to change that to 16-17 for a brief moment.
We're one 16-year-old and one 17-year-old girl, and we're both
16 and 17, wait, but we're
more. Do you remember, like, the Animorph, like, books where it was, like, the girl would, like, turn into, like, a tiger?
I never got far enough in those books.
I didn't either, but I thought it was really scary, and I always saw the covers of them, and that's us. Like, we just turn into each other. We're, like, Power Rangers. Oh my god, you know Billy from Stranger Things is a Power Ranger?
I told you that.
You probably did.
No. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's the Power Ranger.
We're sharing it with our adoring fans. He did have BDE. The Power Ranger, Billy.
Oh, let's
Billy.
Talk about Stranger Things.
Oh yeah,
also.
Let's.
That'll
we're
be the
going
last
to
thing.
At some point. So if you have not finished it, that sucks.
We have a lot of things.
I know. We're
okay,
really
let's move on.
Jam-packed with information and love.
But
and...
yeah, we just, like, love working so much.
Oh my god, we literally do.
Next is, there's a music festival in our town, and we were gonna sneak in, and then we decided
not to, because we're holy good children. But the really fun thing is that literally everywhere in town is so crowded because there's just people from out of town all over the place, and they're so loud. And I was at the Corner Cafe, you know where that is?
Yeah.
So there's a little cafe, and I saw a woman in a, I'm not gonna, it wasn't
were you
like,
with Stephen?
No, I was with my mother and the Penn State field hockey coach. Oh. Don't ask about that. It's weird. Anyway, so.
Just trying to get recruited.
No, actually, fun fact. But they do have club. I just spat in your hair and I can see it in your hair. I learned that they have club field hockey and not team field hockey at Penn State. So, like, maybe I'll go to Penn State. But probably not.
Well, I was talking to my mom about Penn State, and what they normally do with freshmen is that they put them onto, like, an off-campus.
Yes. My brother got put on a weird campus for that, so he said no. But
I'd go to Penn State, but I don't
I wouldn't want
to
be on a weird campus. Right.
And then my mom was like, oh, you go to Villanova, and I was like, I don't want to go to Mass once
a
month.
That's yucky.
But she was like, oh, but like if you're National Honor Society, like you get to.
Oh.
You get to go,
well, anyway.
Like they automatically get
an anyway.
Sorry,
what was I just talking about?
Music festival.
So, right. I saw this woman and I could tell that she was from out of town, and she was here for the festival, because she was wearing, I'm trying to think of the best way to describe this. Okay, so basically, it was like this, like, medium brown tank top, like a tan camel-colored tank top, that the armpits were cut very, very low, and she was not wearing a bra, so you could see the entire side boob, and it was like, the way it was cut out was that I think if she moved at all, it was just going to be like, oop, there's a boob coming out of my armhole. And then, so she went into some store, and then she came out, and there was some other lady with her who's also wearing very strange things, but whatever, I don't really remember what she was wearing, because I was just enthralled at this woman, and I was like, ugh, what is going on? And then she came out of a store, and she was wearing, like, it wasn't like a head covering, it wasn't like an actual, like, religious head covering. It was like, it looked like she had taken a big shirt and put her head through, like, the bottom end of the shirt and then just draped the rest of it around her. It was really weird. It was really, really weird. And it was, like, 11 o'clock in the morning, and this woman was just looking like this, and this
That's
wasn't
weird.
Even on one of the days of the festival, and I was like,
Oh, no.
Oh, it was on Friday, actually.
Yeah,
but it was, like,
still.
Way before the festival started, and we weren't near the festival, and I was like,
Yeah, yesterday we were driving home, and we went around, where the music festival is, and we were driving, like, you know where you're coming from from the high school, like, and then you keep going straight, and you get to my house. So we were driving there, and there were people literally so close to our car, and it was crazy, and there was, like, police officers, and then, like, for some reason, our town thinks it's a good idea, right when there's a big music festival happening,
To do construction
what on my street.
It's so annoying.
Also, what was it? I think it was last week or something. I was driving and it said, like, oh, roads closed, or, like, detour, instead of, like, just going straight and then taking left to get to my house.
Yes.
So I went around, going to, like, the back way. And there were two police officers there, and they're like, you have to turn around or, like, keep going. I was like, oh, my house is right there. And they're like, oh, okay, go ahead. And then I, like, didn't realize that I was blasting Earthquake. So I rolled down my window, and I was like, hi. And they're like, oh, yeah, like, where's your street? I was like, oh, it's just right there. And they're like, okay, go ahead.
You're like, you made my Earthquake!
And I was like, thank you. And then I, like, rolled up the window when I was driving, and I was like, they just...
That's really
blaring. Yeah, it was really
funny.
Oh my
god. So recently in my car, I've been doing this thing where I just give people free concerts because, I mean, you guys saw how good I am at singing.
Oh my
It's not time for your free concert, though. No, no. She's dancing. No, no. Thank you. That's plenty. But I'll roll back the sunroof, and I'll roll down my front two windows, and I'll play my music really loudly, and I'll sing really, really loudly. Like, not like, you know, I'm not like, country roads. I'm like, country roads! And like, it's...
That's what I do on Saturdays after work. I put on Keep Your Dick Fat, and I drive home. Keep your dick fat! Keep your dick fat!
If you're confused.
Every motherfucking day you keep...
Okay. It's oh, every God. Day. Oh.
Because that song's, like, mildly...
It's pretty... Funny. Yeah, it's pretty good. If you're confused, that's a song by Tiny Meat Gang.
Yeah.
And but you should we'll talk stream about it. Stream Tiny Meat Gang. Stream Old Town Road. Oh, my God. Did you know that it's about to break the world record for longest number one at the top?
Oh, really?
Signal.
Wait. Walkman?
No, Old Town Road. I just said that, you dummy. You dummy thicky. Did you listen to the new one with Mason Ramsey in it?
It's so
it
bad.
It was so cute, though. It was cute. I love Mason Ramsey
so much. It was like, giddy up or giddy out.
Yes, he was like, if you ain't got no giddy up, then giddy up out of my way. And I was like, oh! Yeah! I was like, bars!
That song has been beaten. Like, it has been just
no, hit I, nah,
hard.
I love it. I stand.
It just keeps getting hit.
We love a king. We love a horse riding gay king. Yeah.
So basically, music festival, cool and great and
funky.
Apparently, it's not going to be in our town anymore.
Yes, I heard that. They sold it to another company and now they're sharing
which is
it.
Dumb.
Yes, because it means tickets next year might either be more expensive and also many of the smaller businesses will not benefit. So that's kind of a doozy, but yeah. Whatever. Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. We'll figure it out, but whatever.
Anyway, so podcast that we like. Liv, what's a podcast that you enjoy?
I really like Tiny Meat Gang. I listen to them every week. And I used to listen to the Nike one. It was like, I forget what it was, but it was just like they bring on athletes and they like talk about whatever. So I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, I don't know. I thought it was interesting.
That's really
and then cool. I used to listen to Pretty Basic, but I don't really anymore. I used to listen to it when I was walking up from the bus stop.
Fun.
I listened to it. But I'm an avid Tiny Gang listener. And I used to listen to Curtis Connors. Mm-hmm. But not
yes,
oh,
I
not
used to
that
like
much.
That too. No, I would like, that was one that I would like fall asleep to because it was like, it was just like comfortingly funny.
Yeah.
Like it wouldn't like, I wouldn't like pee my pants listening like, to it, but I'd just like listen to it. I'd be like, haha, that's good. That's yeah. funny.
And then there was something else. I think it's called Misfits.
Oh, yes.
I listened to just a little bit. Did you listen to the Poland story or whatever it was?
No. I don't remember. I think I've just, like, seen it on Spotify. I don't
like it. Okay, and then, sorry. Then there's one that we both like, but I was sure.
Yes, thank you for saving that for me. Because I was listening to it today. So I really, really enjoyed a bunch of podcasts. I really used to like, shoot, what was it called? It's like,
shoot.
It's like, I don't know, but it's this show with these three sisters, and they give advice to their younger sister, because it's two older ones than a teenager, and it's something, it's called, like, How to Teenager or something, and it was really funny, and I used to listen to it while I mowed the lawn, so whenever I hear it, I always think of mowing the lawn, but I like Curtis Connors, I like Tiny Meat Gang, but I don't listen to it that often.
I listen to them all the time.
But my number one that I've been listening, My Favorite Murder, that's a great one, that's so good, except the episodes are so long.
Is it funny?
This is, yes, it's funny.
My favorite, do they talk about their favorite murderers?
It's like a true crime podcast.
Oh.
So they're like, this is the time that JonBenet Ramsey got murked, and I'm like, I love JonBenet Ramsey, I love that case and I want to solve it. I'm going to do it.
Police officer.
No, it's a cold case. They're not trying to solve it. It's up to me. I'm going to find JonBenet Ramsey's dead body. Just kidding. They already find. Wait. Okay. All right.
If
If it's a cold case, then just no. They're not. There's no official investigation of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, but my favorite podcast.
And one that she introduced me
and
to.
And one that I showed Liv to. Holy bananas, you guys. It's so funny. It's my brother, and me. I started listening to it, like, probably 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then it's been 2 years since I've listened to it. So I probably listened to it, like, twice. But it's... You've probably definitely heard it before,
yeah.
I would say.
I originally thought that it was two brothers and a sister. So I was like, oh, that's so funny. Like, haha,
oh,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah,
me
okay, yes.
and my brothers.
Yeah, and then you're like, nope, none of these people are female. No, but it's, if you've never heard it, it's basically just these three brothers and they give advice to random people. and it's really, really funny. And, like, I love to listen to it on my way to and from work.
Yeah,
on
it's any nice because you don't have to, like, really listen to it.
Yeah, but, like, you're, like, if I zone out for, like, 2 minutes, then they'll be like, anyway, so Burger King is our, like, Jurassic period overlord, right? And I'm like, what, where do we, yeah. How did we get here? What's like, going
on? Don't. Did you hear about the KFC and Cheetos team up? That sounds disgusting.
If you, no, I don't like Munch exactly Squad is a good segment. Munch Squad. It's a good segment.
Yeah. I think I should start a podcast with my two brothers.
You should not.
Do you know how awful that would be?
That would be so bad. They'd literally
be like, hi, it's Jack and me and Will.
And they'd be like, shut the fuck up, Liv.
Yeah, they'd be shut like, yeah, I don't like my brothers.
They're meatheads.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I think we would be called crackheads.
I'm a crackhead.
Except Jack's going off to college, and also Will doesn't.
Oh, I'm so excited for my brother to go to college. He leaves in like a month.
Yeah.
Less.
When is he? What day?
The 12th.
Oh my god, that's
so. I can't wait.
You're going to be an only child.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. I love my brother. I love my brother. Whatever. He's great. But I'm so excited to not have to see him. I'm so excited. I love him. Listen, I love him, and we're best friends. But I'm so excited to have full access to the car. That's finally... I think I'm going to move all of my painting stuff into his room and then just use his room as a full-time studio. Because he's not home until Thanksgiving, so...
Oh, really? Yeah, we're going to visit Jack in September.
Yeah, so, like, we're going to visit him, but he's not coming back until Thanksgiving. So I have so much time.
You're
going
to fly all the way there?
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of a doozy.
Yeah.
Kind of a doozy.
Are we watching you?
I think I'm staying home. I think I'm just chilling out, Max and Relax, no cool. I don't know. I don't really want to have your stay on me. I kind of want to, like, just be a free-range chicken.
Yeah, so we're going to drop our shared brother.
We actually
bought a brother, so.
Hey, hi, Disney. This is a TTI. This is the time that
I bought my own brother. Okay,
all started in first grade, and immediately it was horrible.
Okay, shut up.
Because I couldn't read it for the other kids.
Stop.
I used to mix up letters like B and D and W and M. I went to the doctor, and they told me I had dyslexia.
Can you stop?
My mom had me practice reading
everything.
Okay, so as
I was saying, we're
like
actually...
Like menus
shut
and
shut up! Shut up! Oh my god.
I'm Bella Thorne, and this has been a Disney TTI. This has been a Disney UTI.
Stop.
A Disney STI.
Okay, let me talk. Jesus Christ.
A Disney
Christ.
IUD.
Okay, as I was saying... What was I saying? Oh, we're going to drop my brother off on
right.
the 30th.
Yes.
And then we're going to go party without him.
Ah, party in the USA.
And then we come back the day before school starts.
That's so yucky.
Right? Doesn't
You're
school
gonna
start...
You're going to miss
field hockey. Doesn't school start the 2nd?
I have no idea.
I know. My family's so dumb. Like, they always plan things on, like, the worst times. Like, the worst time.
Yep.
Like, they're so bad at it. I was supposed to go, like, it's so annoying.
Doozy.
It, like, annoys me a lot. Because they do this all the time.
Commit matricide and patricide and brother.
Maybe I'll just drive up there by myself and be like, deuces, I have to go do stuff.
I have to go to field hockey. Gosh.
I don't know. They're really
annoying. Let's talk about field hockey, actually. Smooth segue.
So, we have captains tonight.
We sure do. I'm very excited to run some freshmen into the ground. We had it last week.
Was it hard? Was there any running?
No, it was very, very easy. We did, I think we did...
Was it
we
just
We did, like, one lap.
Oh,
we did
okay.
a single lap.
Oh, okay.
Of the track.
Oh.
And it was so easy, and it was really fun, and all the freshmen are really bad, so it's really fun to make fun of them.
Yeah.
And they're all very scared. And, oh my god, did you know Bree's in Bali right now?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's so cool.
You
so,
knew about this.
Yes,
you literally told me.
I did. But I just think it's very cool. Anyway, but yeah. So I'm very excited for field hockey practice because I'm going to step on some necks and break knees, and I'm very excited. I love field hockey so much.
Yeah,
when we
went to the clinic, I was like,
I
really like
it.
Field hockey.
I love field hockey.
I was
hockey.
Like, I really like hitting goals, but I just never do.
So do it.
Well, like, it's kind of hard.
Just do it.
Because I actually don't know how to play.
Literally just do it.
Well, I don't know how
just
to play
it.
Still.
No, it's fine.
I was telling Alex about
I really
this.
Want to
I was like, yeah, we can
stop. I really want to scrimmage at practice today.
I'm glad that they're doing the winter programs. I'm going to
yes,
do them.
I think I'm going to do it too. If I'm not too busy this winter. Because literally, oh my god, last winter, every single day I had an activity, and it literally made me so angry. Yes. I can't do that. So, I know I'm gonna work probably 2 days a week.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to work in the winter, because unless I do gymnastics, but... Yeah.
I'm gonna work 2 days a week, and then the clinic is probably only gonna be 2 days, right? Didn't they say that? No, I made that up. Those, sorry.
Like, league thing that they're doing?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not gonna be that much.
Oh, did you hear who the captain's gonna be, though? It's... No. It's our Lord and Savior. Liv, say it with me. Ready?
Oh.
Jason Derulo! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Pagan Pals and Gals, and this, if you're very confused and this is your first time joining us, that is our daily ritual. That is not our daily ritual. I don't do that every day. It's our episodely ritual. At the beginning of every episode, Liv and I secretly choose a time where we have to say the name of our Lord and Savior, Jason Derulo. So that has been the next time. And tune in next time for us to, you know, to just get ready to say it with us. So, thank you. That's all. But anyway, okay. So field hockey, I'm very excited.
We already know who our captains are.
I know, we do. No, yeah. We do, but, yeah, whatever. So, anyway, let's talk about how Liv's shower is broken. Why?
So, I've had a lot of shower issues, and then we had a neighbor, like, a while ago, and then we had a neighbor come, and they fixed it, so I've been showering in it. And then the other day, it was, like, puddling, so I put... No, it was puddling a little bit, and then I was like, okay, whatever.
Like, the drain?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, so I was standing in a puddle.
Ew, gross.
And I was like, I need to put Drano down, but I never did. And then I was showering, and then my parents, or my mom comes in the room, and she's like, it's leaking all over the ground. And I was like, what? Like, it hadn't gotten out of the shower. Like, my shower, like, the water didn't get above, so, like, it would actually come out. Like, it was dripping onto the floor, like, downstairs.
Oh, God.
And it's, like, where the corner.
Oh, God.
Yeah, where the far corner is, and it was dripping a lot. And we were like, effing.
Heck.
Heck. Yep.
That's a doozy.
And so now I shower in my parents' shower.
That's really sad. So Liv is one of those privileged children that has own bathroom, and it really makes me very angry because I don't think she gets how lucky she is.
No, I do.
but yeah, I really wish I had my own shower, and also she just gave me...
Well, you technically will.
That's true! August 12th, baby!
Oh, get that one.
So exciting.
Yeah.
Life is so good.
Okay, so we had mentioned this a little bit earlier, but Area
51. Yo, broski, September 20th. Here we go.
People are doing it, but also, like, not
No,
really.
I want it to happen. I think it'd be really, really a good thing to read about in the news. Like, look at all these idiotic people that actually 50
million people get killed at Area 51.
Because they're, literally, I think some people tried to go in, like, last year, and they were just all shot on sight.
Oh, really?
Like, that's literally what happens. Because it's super militarized. Because that's where they put all the aliens.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a whole lot of nothing right there.
No.
Like, they're gonna be, they get in, and there's gonna be, like, an airplane.
Well, like, what do you think they're... Why... If there was nothing in there, then it wouldn't be so highly militarized,
because
you know?
Because people want to think that it's... Stuff's there, but really it's somewhere else. It's a ploy.
Ooh.
Idiot. I watch a lot of TV shows, and I know this kind of stuff.
That's true, you do. So where do you think the stuff is?
I don't know.
Do you think it's in one of the fake states?
Probably. I think it's in the Missouri Arch thing.
Missouri Arch thing. What Missouri Arch thing?
Exactly.
Like the Hoover Dam? What do you mean? Mm. Where is the Hoover Dam? Can I look that up really quick? I'm gonna look that up. Because I've always heard about the Hoover Dam, and I don't know where that is.
It's probably underneath the Hoover Dam.
It's underneath the Hoover Dam. Where is it? Oh, it's in Nevada. Yeah, I feel like that's totally legit. Well, actually, where's Area 51?
Nevada.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's in the desert. Dude, I think that's what Will said.
Everything's in Nevada. So, Liv, if you were planning to go to Area 51, what would be your plan? What's your plan?
To not go?
That's not an option. You have to go. You're being forced to go. You're being dragged. What are you doing? Are you going to Naruto run past them?
No, I'm probably going to surrender.
You're probably going to surrender. That's weak. But then they'd take you captive and kill you.
What if I rat out the people?
Oh, true. Be like y'all know about Twitter?
It's actually called Working Ideal, you idiot. Oh my god. Clearly, you've never seen Primata.
No, I haven't.
Guess what? I watched 4 seasons in a week.
That's really too much. That's too much. You don't go outside enough. You really don't.
I have to finish season 4.
No, you don't.
But I need to finish. No. I'm going to talk about TV shows later.
You need to go for a walk, I think.
Would you actually go to Area 51?
I would drive by it. I think on the day, if I just, like, Well, went and parked in the parking lot.
To Nevada.
No, true. But I think it would be really, really funny to just go sit in the parking lot and see what happens.
Do you think people are actually going to do it?
Yes.
Like, really?
I think people aren't going to try to go in there, but there's definitely going to be people that show up there.
Yeah, and they're like, what the F are you doing? I bet the government probably already knows.
No, absolutely.
It's posted everywhere.
Like, your FBI agent, like, he's fully aware. He knows what you're doing right now. Your name is Dan?
Today I was drinking life water, and my dad was talking about how it's killing turtles, and then I saw a ad for life water on Instagram.
That's, why was he saying it's killing turtles? Oh, because it's a plastic bottle? Yeah. Why would you even buy a plastic bottle? Like, that doesn't
Well, I was like, I don't want to bring my like, nice water bottle to the beach.
You should have.
I didn't want it.
Why? Literally, why? That's so dumb. Just wash it if it gets sandy.
Okay, but it's got stickers on it.
Oh, well, you shouldn't have put stickers on it then, you dumbass.
I like it, though. I was really proud that I made that. It took me such a long time to make them. Okay, so anyway. I'm trying to continue.
Have I spoken to you in Rowan and I's new secret language?
No.
We've come up with a secret language. It's not a big deal. Let's see what. All right, I'm gonna read our podcast bio. Bye. Bur boo bipkin burl burls boo bend bin bower a beak bim bang bing babout bar bibes beck bout bar bubber bab boats on bob bast on bob bean.
You're just putting a bee in front of everything.
Okay, well you're ruining the secret.
It's not a secret.
It is a secret.
You can still understand.
I think we should make a secret
language for when we're working at work.
We're gonna look up some sample sentences and you're gonna practice.
No, I don't want to do this. This is dumb.
You're dumb. You're ugly and stupid. Bo beta bada bane. The bane was late. Barry bamba bamba book ba bus. By booked burberry bamba bamba baba bus bapin. Barry bamba bamba barive. Burly bubba bop bapin, but baby bill bill boon bubba bus. So if you are cool enough to. Okay,
that's
sorry.
Literally, like, not even a secret language.
Well, it's fun, okay? You try. You can't do
no,
it, I
I'm
bet.
I'm not doing it.
Liv's like, you can't do it because she doesn't know how. Dumbass. Anyway, let's talk about our brothers taking the car and why we hate them for it.
Yesterday, my brother and his girlfriend. So I was at work, which literally is like 3 minutes away from my house.
Yes.
I was at work, and he texted me. He's like, you need to come home right after work. I need the car. And I was like, okay. So I drive home from work, and I was like, oh, where is he? And my mom was like, oh, him and his girlfriend went to go get food. So she's driving. She has her car. They get home, and they take my brother's car when his girlfriend's car was there. And they were driving to the high school, which is 2 minutes away. And I was like, well, like, I don't, if she didn't want to drive, like, that's fine, but, like, why don't you just drive
just her,
car?
Her car?
Like,
right.
What? So we took our car, and it just sat there.
Yep.
I was like, you're such a dumbass.
Yeah, so no joke, the exact same thing happened. So my brother's girlfriend is from New Hampshire, so she's down here this weekend. And so my brother and his girlfriend went to the festival today. And so they left at probably 11.
Mm-hmm.
So I came home. I was there, and I didn't even realize they left, so I looked outside the driveway, and only his girlfriend's car was there, and I was like, wait a minute, but didn't they go to the festival? My mom was like, yeah, he took the car. And I was
but
like,
they're just parking
he
at
took
the high
my,
school.
Like, he's literally just parking there, and leaving the car there. So it doesn't matter if you take your girlfriend's car, because then I can't have a car. Like, it doesn't make sense. Leave me the car. And also, our car has needed an oil change for, like, a month now. And has he done anything about it? No.
No.
How often do I remind him? Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Will my mother pay for it? She said she would. Would my mother take care of it? No. She's going to make my brother do it.
Mm-hmm.
And has he done it yet?
No!
Because he's an idiot and he doesn't care about anything. And
brother.
Tyler, please leave. Anyway, just
you
kidding. I love my brother. It's fine. It's
Yay.
Fine. Everything's cool. Liv, you're going to New York City.
I'm going to New York City.
Please
I'm leaving Thursday night. And I'm gonna get there at, like, 8, I think. I forget
Are
if
you
we're
driving?
Leaving at 8 or if we're leaving at 4. But it's, like, 4 hours.
Are you, still,
drive.
Are you
yeah.
staying at a big fancy hotel?
Yeah, no. We're staying near, what's the?
Times Square.
No.
The theater.
Nope.
A dog
no.
shelter.
What's it called?
I don't know.
Big Park.
Oh, Central Park?
Yeah.
That's cute.
We're staying just a little far away. Last time we were, I don't know what street we were on.
Fifth.
No.
Sixth.
I don't, 29th. Actually, maybe. I don't know, but we were, yeah, I don't know.
That's cool. That's a really good story. Thank you so much. So do tell our fans what you're planning on doing in New York.
So Friday we're planning on going to museums. I think we're going to the Met Gala. Or not Gala, but the
Met. You're going to the Met Gala? Yeah. That's so cool.
The Met. I think you're going to go to the 9/11 Museum.
That's cool.
And there's something else that my parents wanted to go to, but I kind of forget. So yeah, that's like the day when we're like just chilling out, I think. And I don't know if we're going to Soho that day or the day before. I don't know.
What is Soho,
by It's the way? Like a different part of
like a district New York. Of it?
Oh. Yeah. Not really. It's
I've always
like
hear, I've always heard it.
Yeah,
is,
that's
is
like
Is it like Chinatown?
No, that's like this high fashion.
Oh,
that's version. Cool. And then there's Hell's Kitchen. I don't know why it's called
that's
that.
That's Gordon Ramsay's.
That's like a part of New York City, you idiot.
Hell's Kitchen?
Yep. And then there's like Upper East Side, Upper West Side, Downtown, Midtown.
Oh
that's
my
the
God,
worst
wait,
thing.
Upper East Side is where they live. The
Gossip
Girls.
Yeah.
The Gossip so, yeah. Girls. The girls who gossip.
And then the, on Saturday, we're, I think that's when we go to Soho.
That's where you go to bomb.
I don't know. And then, yeah, we're like hanging out, Book doing whatever. Go and then we're going to Book of Mormon.
Hell yeah! So I've seen Book of Mormon. Liv is not. Have you heard any songs? I've played you songs, right?
Yeah, you only played one.
Which was it? Was it Hasan Diga Giveaway? Which
no,
one was it?
Spooky Mormon Hell Dream.
Spooky Mormon Hell Dream. Oh, such a classic. So I'm hoping that Liv really likes this because it's such a bop and I want to start listening to it again because I haven't listened to it in a while.
I'm not really. It was like 8th grade, 9th grade. I was like, I'm going to become a quirky girl and then.
I mean, you're just trying to achieve a different kind of quirky. Guys, Liv is trying to become a VSCO girl, and it's getting
I'm
really embarrassing.
I'm not trying
it's
to.
It's getting really embarrassing, you guys. I came here today, and she was wearing a bracelet with cowrie shells on it, you guys. It's not a joke anymore. I think we need to stage an intervention, so if you're interested, please show up at her house right now. You better be
I'm
here.
Not trying to.
Yes, she
I
is.
Just like this
or
bracelet.
Or subconsciously you are. I don't know, and she's
maybe
got,
subconsciously.
She's got beaded bracelets and stripy tank tops and jewelry.
You said you liked my top.
I do, but I'm scared for you, Liv. I want my friend back. I'm so funny. God, it's so hard being this funny all the time.
Okay, anyways, you're going to Maine. That's
I sure
cool.
Am.
Not
so
as cool as me.
I'm going to see my sweet darling baby cousin. Just kidding. She's
older than you.
Yeah, she's
Is she gonna? Is she in college?
Yeah, she's college boy next year.
Oh.
And she's going to a school in Boston, so I can go see her, nice. Which will be really fun. But anyway, so, I got a new life. Just kidding. So I'm taking the train into Boston, and then I'm taking a bus from Boston to Maine. And I've done this before. Are you about to do something? Oh, I thought you were about to say something. So I've done this for probably 6 years in a row. And every single time it's been pretty dummy lit. And I am really excited. It's going to be a really good time. But taking the bus by myself and the train by myself is always a little bit scary. And I'm kind of taking it during rush hour on, what day am I leaving? On Friday. I'm leaving, like, Friday morning. And I'm kind of taking it during rush hour, so I'm scared that I'm not going to get a good seat on the train. I'm going to have to, like, sit with people. So that's kind of yucky.
Ew.
Ew.
That's fun.
I guess we'll see.
Are you doing anything fun up there or no?
I don't know. So I was supposed to go to a concert, but the concert's on a Wednesday.
What concert?
Heart. Do you know that band? Mm-hmm. They're, like, an old 80s rock band. But, yeah, I was really excited about that, but I can't go, so that's kind of a doozy. So that's that, but I think we're just gonna, like, shop and hang out and play games and pet her dogs. She has two really cute dogs. I'm really excited.
Well, that's nice.
Anyway, yeah.
Okay, so new TV shows. I'll talk about what I'm watching since I am an avid TV watcher.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not here, I literally talk about it all the time.
Never talk.
So, did I already say that I watched? Yeah, no. I watched 4 seasons of Breaking Bad in, like, a week. And I'm still on season 4. And then we are doing, like, a free trial of Hulu for a month. So I started watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And that's pretty good so far. It's kind of nice because I can just, like, put it on the background and, like, not really pay attention.
Hurtful. Brooklyn Nine-Nine deserves your full attention.
But, yeah. Fine. You know, I've learned a lot from TV shows.
Yes, you have.
I am.
Will you just give us a little sampling of your knowledge?
I basically know how to make meth now. Just kidding.
Oh, wow.
No.
Just like Mrs. Citron.
Mm.
Oh, so funny.
Yeah. No, I don't. No, they don't show enough.
That's a doozy. Well, Liv doesn't know how to make math, so sorry, FBI agent.
What is no, but when I was watching Criminal Minds, I was thinking about, like, how easy it is as a woman to make your murder look like a man did it.
Oh, just wear bigger shoes?
No, like, it's a certain, like, the motivations behind it are, like... Oh, so
you have to kill, like a young, pretty girl.
Well, it's not always MO. Like, it's, like...
Please explain this to me. I want to know.
So, it's been a while since I've seen it.
How to commit murder according to Liv.
So, basically, if you're trying to make it, like, look like a guy, it's more, like, aggressive. Like, it's more aggression than a woman would do.
Yes.
Like, it's, typically, it's more brutal, I think.
Ouch.
But, like, a woman's could still be, and then, like, I mean, it'd be really, a lot of them are, like, sexual based.
Yes.
And, you know...
You're right, yes.
Just, I understand. You know, yes, infer for yourself. Like, I'm not saying that I'd, like, murder anyone, but, like, if I, you know...
Like, if I had to, I would be able to take care of it.
I don't know, like, and then disposing of the body, would you do it, like, Dexter style, where you cut off the body parts and chuck them in the water?
You know, you can
just... That's true.
Remember that, oh my god, do you remember that episode of Dexter where they were like, yeah, we found, like, 30 bodies in the bay?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, I don't know anything about that.
And they're like, hey, need to identify them? He's like... And then remember when his stepsister started falling in love with him?
Yeah.
I do.
Oop. That was a little bit uncomfy.
And then I stopped watching it.
I just or would you do it the too
would you do it the Breaking Bad way, which is cooking up the bodies. Just
cook up the bodies.
You put them in some acid. Oh, okay. There was only in like the first season they killed someone.
You use muriatic, right?
I thought it was like hydro.
Hydrochloric?
Yeah, hydrochloric.
No, I forget what you use muriatic acid for.
Alright, like we should probably like, stop talking about murder because, like, we're, like, gonna, like, high...
Yes, we're very much not... We just watch a lot of TV.
And Stranger
speaking
Things.
Speaking of TV, Stranger Things. Holy bananas, am I right, guys?
Okay, if you have not seen Stranger Things season 3...
This is our last topic, so you can just leave now.
Yeah, so you should probably just
leave
now.
Goodbye, we love you.
Thanks for watching. Okay, so if you have seen Stranger Things, or you're not interested in seeing Stranger Things, but for some reason you still want to hear all of this, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, weird.
I do not think this season was as good as the first or second one. I still think the first season is the best one that they ever made.
I agree.
And I think that they should not make any more after this.
I agree. I think that they should just kill all the children. I literally, this season, could not stand any of the kids. Yeah. Actually, no. Not
I was glad that they added a little humor instead of it all being, like,
lovey-dovey. Literally, I think if they, I was talking about this with Steven, but if they got rid of, like, the romantic part with the kids, it would be so much better.
Yeah,
literally, nobody cares about them, like, being all lovey-dovey. Like, they're literally 13. Like,
I think they're gonna end this series with 11 dying.
I hope so.
Because she's gonna end it.
This season, I hated Mike, I hated 11, and I hated Max. The three of them drove me insane.
I thought Steve was gonna die, and
I would scream, I would riot, I would riot.
Steve and Dustin are my favorite.
Yes, I love Dustin so much. Dustin deserves the world. Even though his girlfriend did kill Hopper.
Yeah, if the singing thing, like, if they just didn't sing, everything would have been fine. And also, so I like to think that I have a little special talent of knowing who's gonna die. So I called that Hopper was gonna die from the beginning. Alexi, like, you could kind of know, like, there was no, like, storyline going on with the rest of him.
Yeah.
And, Billy was kind of like a... You know.
Yeah, Billy. I knew Billy was gonna.
Billy,
die.
Yeah, it was kind of like.
But that wasn't even like an important like.
He was.
It was. It so
seemed
lazy.
Weird that they were just gonna like go off and kill him right now. Like that was it. And then like at the end credit thing, like there's nothing with Max like being like. Sad isn't boy. She an orphan now? Because I thought Billy took care of her.
Oh shit! You're right.
I don't know. I have no idea. Because the mom left. I don't know where the dad is.
The dad was like abusive. Because remember in the flashback with Lilith? Yeah, okay. But literally I'm so tired of this show. I don't even know why I watched it. Because the entire time I was watching it, I was like, this is, like, bad. But I just wanted to know what would happen. Anyway, but I was so sad that Hopper died, but it felt so lazy. So lazy. Like,
I think they didn't make it brutal. They didn't show his body, incinerated.
Well, you know why?
So,
it's because the Russians took him away, and then
he got sucked into the other world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It would make more sense.
It would. Anyway, but, like, it literally just feels like they just threw it in to make people sad. Like, it wasn't relevant to the plot at all. It literally, they were just like, let's kill him for clout.
Yeah, unless the actor is, like,
I don't know. Need to die, but...
Yeah, I cried the last time he said bye to Eleven.
Oh, my God, cried the 3 inches after... thing?
No, like, when he said goodbye, he's like, I'll be back, like, don't worry. And she's like, okay, cool, see you later, bro. And I started crying during that. And then I started crying after he, like, we knew for sure he was dead. Like, he wasn't staying there anymore. And then that dude, and he's like, where's Jim? And she's like, he's dead. And then they had to run away. And then the letter. And I was, like, sobbing into my pillow.
The letter made me so sad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was, like, not a good time.
But, I do immensely dislike Eleven now. Like, literally, even just seeing her sad, I was
Millie
like, shut Bobby up.
Brown apparently is super annoying, too. She's super snotty.
She used to be... I used to love her. I used to think she was such a good actress. And now I'm literally just so tired of her. I'm like whatever. Child actors have it hard, because whatever. But, like, she was just so annoying. And I was like, go away.
Did you see Spider-Man yet?
No.
Oh, I did.
Was it good?
I was not happy with the end credit scene. There was one, and they added a little something from Captain Marvel, but I don't really know what they added. I think they were just I don't want to.
Don't. I'm not gonna spoil it.
But I called something from the very start. I was like that, and I was right 100%.
I think the best friend's gonna die, and that's all I'm gonna say about that. Anyway, okay, so I feel like that kind of wraps things up. I think we're all set today. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope that you enjoyed this. I really hope this works, because last time it just deleted our whole thing and made me really sad.
Be really mad.
So yes, we love you so, so much. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Oh.
That's in my brother and me thing, so sorry if you can't leave. But anyway, I feel like we need a good thing. We need to come up with a nice catchy catchphrase for the end of our things, because we're always just like, bye, see you guys later. So please like, comment, and subscribe with something.
What should we do?
We should say.
Your mom is gay sign language. Thanks for listening.
Your mom is gay in sign language. Don't forget to brush your beef. Don't forget to brush your teeth. Because the worst thing in the world is forgetting to brush your teeth at night, then you wake up in the morning and your mouth tastes so gross, you know? Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
Jesus, so don't forget to brush your teeth, kids. Don't forget to brush your hair, brush your teeth. So tell your grandmother you love her.
Good. Now I like really want to make
I want to come up with something
good.
Do we
have anything funny?
Remember to turn off the lights. Is your refrigerator running? Better go catch it.
Thanks for listening.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a wonderful night, ladies and gentlemen. We will be here maybe another time.
I think we should say we'll see you soon, and hopefully how we're always like, oh, don't worry, we're back on track.
We're not on track. We're not on track. We don't even know where the tracks are. We've lost our trail now.
That's dumb.
We don't.
You know how we're always like, oh, we'll see you next week. Or yes. I think, oh my God, it should be, we'll see you next week or maybe not.
That's stupid.
Well, because we always say, like,
not, like, a little fun... Okay, well, whatever. We're just gonna end this here.
We'll see you next week, and maybe not.
That's stupid. Is your refrigerator running? Better go catch it. Love you. Bye!